History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. As we approach America's 250th anniversary, now might be the time to go back and learn how we got here. With more than 200 episodes, you can binge your way, decade by decade, defining event to defining event, from the founding into the 20th century. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
About to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley's show, but first let's tell you about our good friends at the finest airport that ever was and ever will be.
The San Bernardino International Airport. Especially when there's summer travel plans, it can get expensive at these airports. That's why you gotta go to this airport where parking is just $5 a day.
Plus, you got those easy trips, San Francisco or Provo, Utah. Maybe you didn't plan anything this summer. See how easy it is.
Don't be one of those people who has to pack your patience. Go to San Bernardino International Airport.
Okay, enough shilling. And now it's time to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley's show. Hey, Rob here at Klein Alley Show. Consider this a cautionary tale. And I don't know, Allie, if you remember when you would go to school, did you get a new outfit for the first day of school before you were covered in lice and pinworms and paint and everything else?
Never did that. I had to have a uniform.
You had to wear a uniform. Oh, bougie.
And I always wanted to wear the boy version, which was the khaki shorts.
Right, and this put on this plaid skirt. And you're like, not for me.
No, I put on the khaki shorts underneath my skirt.
Any of you guys wear a first day of school, like new outfit, like, hey, new year, new me sort of thing? I don't remember getting that at all. I remember always wanting to wear the same, like, shirt. I was a big Lakers fan growing up. I just always wanted to wear a Lakers t-shirt.
Isn't that what your daughter wants to do now?
That's all she wants to do.
Just like
terrible.
You.
But my wife convinced me yesterday, because today is the first day of school, that I needed to go get my girls' back-to-school outfits.
I can't believe you waited till the day before. What a rookie move.
The whole thing was I didn't know what was going to fall on me to do. I just assumed it was done already.
And you're right to assume that, because, again, your wife is the one who knows everything about clothes.
Fashion.
And she'll say to me all the time, like, you don't even know what shoe size they are. And I'm like, yeah. Yeah, you're right.
That's Air Department,
right,
baby.
I don't know, but I could give you a range somewhere between...
I know their snacks.
Somewhere between toddler and 12-year-old.
And Shag, yeah.
Somewhere between there. I don't know what the number is, but it's somewhere there. But you know
what?
I
don't even know if you know what section you'd be shopping in.
No. But by the way, it doesn't matter. Just keep putting them on until they fit. Cinderella style, right? Eventually one of them's going to fit.
Just pick every size.
Yeah, you just bring them all out. One of them will fit. Just feel for the toe.
Well, how can we possibly measure?
I don't think you're able to put outfits together, though, is the other part.
Okay, so this
so
is
you
why.
Have to...
I'm not good at that, and I also, you're right, I don't know what goes together. I also don't take into account the weather, because it's going to be a warm one today, so I don't know any of that stuff, so I was the wrong guy for the job. Needless to say, fast forward, there I am at the mall, and we're walking by, and my kids see Old Navy, and they go, oh, Dad, can we go to Old Navy? And I go, great, this is a,
the back-to-school store.
You can get a whole outfit there for $4. So I'm on board with this one, big time.
Yeah.
You know? And then when you walk out, they're like, you want to throw in a pair of flip-flops? $1. Great.
It's got the American flag all over it. Don't care.
We're getting rid of our 4th of July stuff still, so you can load up. So they walk, and I don't know what I'm looking at. I just kind of stand there, and they go around, and they grab some things that they think look good, but they don't know sizes. I don't know sizes.
And with your wife, I don't know if she lets them choose or if she chooses for them.
She's realized, and I didn't know this. She didn't give me this inside information. Don't let them choose, because they're going to pick stuff that A, is wrong, either doesn't fit.
Or it's pajamas.
Right, exactly. So she goes, I will pick out what they get, and then they'll try it on. Usually she'll get it, buy it, bring it home. They'll try it on there, and then she'll just return all the stuff that they don't like or whatever. I didn't even know what kind of... I never even asked a question. My kids put clothes on in the morning. I don't know where the clothes come from. I don't know where they got them from. I assume... I never even thought about it, really, to be honest. They just have clothes.
I didn't even notice that they have clothes on.
Yeah, sometimes they don't have them on. I don't know. They've always had clothes on when they need to have clothes on, and I guess I took that for granted.
Yeah, I know, and I never have to dress my kid in the morning because I'm never there either, so I get it.
This took a turn pretty badly because Bruiser really was not a fan of anything and was getting really mad and angry and just wanted to be out of the trying on clothes. She wanted to go over to Foot Locker and look at sneakers because why wouldn't she? She's cool.
I know how she feels.
Right.
Rainbow flag
flying. Right, thanks. Loud and clear, Allie, picking that up. Well, if that's the case, it's because you're contagious, so stay away. The other one is a little fashionista, and she wants to try on everything. She finds this little skirt she likes, but the thing is too big, so she needs a smaller size. Now, Old Navy's like chaos. That's why the people that work there have to wear those earpieces like they're landing airplanes. stuff's all over the place. I know they've got some shelves and whatnot, but it feels like everything's just kind of like...
There's no respect at Old Navy, no, cause especially because it's parents that are rummaging.
To throw
just
it on the
rummaging
ground.
Through things. They throw it on the ground. Then when they're done, it's like they just leave it all over the dressing room, and then they leave the workers to pick up the shrapnel.
So I go back, and I try to find this little skirt she's wearing in her size, and I can't find it. And then I get struck with a little genius, Allie. I see the mannequin. This little girl mannequin is wearing the skirt, and I say, let me go ahead and check the tag on the skirt. Maybe that's a small. So now I look at the mannequin skirt, and lo and behold, even though the store tells me we don't have any smalls, I see it right there on the girl mannequin. So my kids are next to me. I start taking the skirt off of the little girl mannequin. And my daughter says, what are you doing? You're making her naked. And I said, it's okay. This is the size we need.
For years, Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Through deeply reported, narrative-driven stories, we're digging into the myths, scandals, and power structures that still shape the South, and in a lot of ways, the country itself. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
And I basically undo the skirt off this kid mannequin.
You undressed the girl?
Yeah, it's a mannequin. It's not a real girl. It's a mannequin girl.
I know, but you're in a kid's store.
Well, it's not.
You got to at least put
You're making her naked.
You got to put new clothes on her at least.
I pull the skirt down, and then I can't.
Did you do it with your teeth?
No, I didn't. I did it with my hands.
Do you move slow?
I pull the skirt down off the mannequin, then I can't, because the way they have it propped up with the stupid boots on the mannequin and the legs, I can't pull, the skirt will not come out over the legs. So now I have to take the shoes off the mannequin too. I'm undressing this female mannequin because I basically need to rebend a knee to get the skirt off.
You're now manhandling the mannequin.
Yeah.
And is it one of those things where you have to lift her off in order to get her shoes off?
Right. Well, that's what I'm trying to figure out, because I couldn't go up with the skirt. That was my first thought. But they got the legs, are the arms are also propped like this because she's holding some back to skirt. It's a whole setup.
You can ask for help?
There's not a lot of help. There's people running around there, but they're not very helpful.
Yeah, usually you would say, I want this one off the mannequin. Can you help me out? I wouldn't just start...
I'm now talking to my daughters, explaining why what I'm doing is okay. And my kids have gotten bored with it, apparently, because I don't see this, but they're now gone. They've left me. So now I'm...
Well, yeah, because you're an embarrassment.
I'm now sitting there talking to, I think, my children, but they're gone. So now I'm just talking to a mannequin as I'm undressing her. A child mannequin, by the way. Pulling the skirt down, saying, this is going to be your size. This is going to look good. And now...
this is going to look good. Yeah, this is your size because you are small, aren't you?
And I pull the whole skirt off. Now I'm taking one of the shoes off. I get down on hands and knees. I'm on my knees now because I have to get the mannequin height, because I'm trying to prop the foot off the mannequin so I can pull the skirt off.
How long is this taking?
I'm there for a good, at this point, 5 to 7 minutes undressing
That's
the mannequin.
Such a lot.
And I'm talking to my kids behind me, but they're gone. I don't realize this. Meanwhile, another family has entered the equation, and they're just apparently standing behind watching me undress and talk to this mannequin.
Yeah, well, and if this had been a mom, I feel like no one would have batted an eye. I would say my mom has probably done this before.
Yeah, I'm a guy. I look like this, and I have no kids even near me. So
right,
I'm just
so you just look like a perv in Old Navy.
Just a weird guy undressing a mannequin. So all of a sudden, I guess the family gets freaked out by me, and they call an Old Navy person that comes over, and they send two over, because I guess apparently now I'm a problem.
A gay guy and another gay guy?
No, it was like a burly woman and another burly woman.
Okay.
And they come by, and they say, excuse me, can we help you? And I said, I'm just trying to take the clothes off this mannequin. And they said, we don't do that here. And I said, well, listen, my daughters, and of course I look around, they're gone now. I'm pointing, waving to where my kids were. I don't know where they are now in this store. Apparently they sell snacks now at Old Navy. Yeah, they're over there in the snack section. And I say, my daughter needed a small. They didn't have any smalls. I noticed this mannequin lady's wearing a small, so I'm ripping it off. And they said, we can't sell you the skirt off the mannequin.
What? Why?
They just don't do it. They said it was made for the mannequin. They wouldn't
Made
sell.
For the mannequin.
Yeah, and they said, "Can you please dress?" They said, "Can you please dress her and then step away?" Pretty much is what they said. So I had
away.
I had to slowly pull the skirt back up, put the shoe back on, button her, and then
mannequin.
And then walk back as a family. And these two employees were looking at me.
You got rejected by a man.
And I go, "Let's go, kids. We're out of here." I've been dishonorably discharged from the Old Navy.
So you couldn't in the end, you couldn't even get the skirt.
No, I couldn't get the skirt. And wow. Everyone thinks I'm a weirdo that undresses girl mannequins at the mall for my own pleasure.
Well, you are.
But I had a purpose there. So I came back with...
Did your kids ever show up again?
Yeah, they were at the snack thing. They said, can we get some of these?
Right, but when you were saying this is for my daughter,
When I left and the woman kind of walked, they did that thing where they kind of escorted me out of the store. Like they wanted to make sure they walked out with me, you know?
So you bought nothing?
No, why would I? No, I wouldn't buy anything. I couldn't find the thing I needed. I said I would have bought this skirt for $4, but sadly I couldn't get off your mannequin. And then, you know, that's it. So they walked me out. And then when I finally showed them that I had daughters, I was like, aha, see? They're with me.
I told you I'm not a perv.
And then that's it. So I don't think I'll be going back there ever again.
Man.
So back to school, big success.
You know, 562 said, Klein, don't worry, I've done the same. But I actually took the legs off of the mannequin. And it was a mess.
I would have taken the legs off of it. I mean, I almost laid her down and started ripping parts off. But luckily, they came and they stopped me in the process. So I'm just warning.
Did it look childlike?
Yes. What are you talking about? Did it look childlike? Yes, a child mannequin.
Well, sometimes they have those mannequins that just have like a spike for a head.
No. This was
like
definitely
that.
A child.
This is a really...
This mannequin's wearing a backpack. This is a child mannequin. Okay, Allie?
Look good on her.
Okay, I didn't say that.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.